A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 22. And again Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call all those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again he sent another servant, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry and sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.' Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully. And you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, 'Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax.' And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, 'Whose likeness and inscription is this?' They said, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Stephen Stolarczyk, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Pigeon, Michigan.
Our text is from Matthew chapter 22. The parable of the wedding feast that our Lord tells, especially verse 4, in which the king tells his servants, "Tell those who are invited, I have prepared my dinner and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast." Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a beautiful image that Jesus chooses to use, isn't it? The kingdom of God is like a wedding feast and you are invited. Beautiful image, and yet for all its beauty, this is a disturbing parable, isn't it? First, there's the list of people who ignored the invitation entirely, those who had better or more pressing things to do, even people who seized the servants and killed them. Still, the servants succeed. They go far and wide, and the hall is filled. But even then, the danger is hardly past. There's one more poor soul who makes it to the banquet only to be cast out because he's not dressed properly. Jesus sums it all up with a perplexing statement. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's a beautiful picture. If you make it there, if you can remain there, if you're one of the few, it's a lot of ifs. And I think the part of this parable that speaks the clearest to our generation is that poor soul who showed up only to be kicked out because he was not dressed for a feast. Now I know that in a culture that's become as casual as ours has, the idea that this poor man would be cast out for not meeting a dress code might actually offend us. What is this king doing? Who does he think he is? But this isn't a matter of being too informal. What this man is wearing is rude, it's offensive, it's even indecent. He's not okay as he is. You know, it's a very strange thing that we do in our culture, and in the church as well, for that matter. You know, our culture has made being true to ourselves, no matter what, into the highest virtue of our time. But when did God's people become so comfortable with their sins? Greed, lust, gluttony, drunkenness, pride, sinful anger. We rationalize them, we excuse them as moments of weakness. So many sins are just shrugged off as if we think they're okay simply because we're born that way. And yes, I mean you and me. I'm not talking about alternative lifestyles. I'm talking about you and me. I mean, I know how I was born. I can assure you that if I were being true to myself, I would be that idiot sitting at my son's hockey games, swearing at the referees and the other parents, you know the one. And it's not just me, is it? So yes, hear the invitation. You are invited to the marriage feast. But let's be true to who we really are, not the facade that we put on for everyone else, not what we pretend to be. Say loudly and clearly, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities. Repent and hear those beautiful words. For the sake of Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hear those beautiful words and know you are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Know that as many as have put on Christ, have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. In him you are dressed and ready. And so I say to you today, the Master says, I've prepared my dinner, everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Come and feast. Come and receive regularly the foretaste of the feast to come that he gives us. He lays before us in bread and wine, in our Lord's very body and blood. Come and feast and be strengthened to put to death every day that poor, miserable sinner we were born to be. And find the strength to be true to who you are in Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
We thank Pastor Stephen Stolarczyk for today's meditation on God's Word.